The Fine and Subtle Art of Self-Defense. Written by Lise Ap Adin. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Katakyo Hitman Reborn. The boys, as Haru could not help thinking of them, even though they were all grown up these days, worried about her. She thought it was rather sweet of them, even if it could be a trifle obnoxious to have to go through yet another round of "Let Haru-chan prove that she can take care of herself." Unfortunately, it wasn't a lesson that seemed to stick very well and had to be repeated on a semi-regular basis. Irritating or not, it did show that they cared and that they didn't want to see her hurt, even if it also showed a regrettable lack of confidence in her skills. But that was okay. Haru didn't exactly mind having to re-establish her credentials from time to time. It was entertaining to remind Tsunekun that, 10th boss of the Vangala or not, she was still a better shot than he was. She didn't fault him for it. He wasn't fond of guns. And for good reason. A gun was for putting holes in things, and Tsunekun was opposed to having to put holes in things, especially when the things were other people. Haru didn't have quite the same objections that he did, and it showed in her shooting. In fact, she was rather fond of her little gun and the hours she put in at the firing range every week. It was meditative to put on her safety glasses and her hearing protectors, and to put neat little clusters of holes in her targets, exactly where she wanted them to go. Head and chest, or arm and knee. She hadn't ever had to use her gun against a human being. Not directly, anyway. Producing it from her purse and using it to underline a point didn't count, no matter what Kyoko-chan said. But she'd given it some thought. If it came down to it, her life or someone else's, Haru was pretty sure that she'd be able to pull the trigger and put the bullet where it needed to go. If it came to that, though, she'd rather use her box weapon, which didn't have to be particularly lethal. It had been a fight just to get a box weapon of her own. More of a fight than the shooting lessons had been. Hayato had actually been in favor of the gun, but he and Tsunekun had been a united front about the box weapons. Haru fought them over it for weeks, but they stayed firm no matter what arguments she levied. Yamamoto-kun had actually been the one who'd helped her go behind their backs. He got her the box weapon and the ring and dropped them into her hands after making her promise that she wouldn't tell where they'd come from. At least, not without giving him a heads up so he could get clear of Hayato's wrath. Haru wasn't actually surprised that Yamamoto-kun was willing to help. He seemed to take it as a matter of faith that she could do what she wanted and that she should be good at what she did. Yamamoto-kun really was a sweet boy. He also helped her persuade Lao Merch to teach her how to use the box weapon and her sun flame, which Haru appreciated. It was strange knowing this Lao, who was strong and healthy and had not known the other future. She wasn't as approachable in this time frame. Haru regretted that, but only a little, since it was selfish of her. All the same, she was glad of Yamamoto-kun's facilitation, because Lao was one of the best trainers they had. It was, unexpectedly enough, Hibari-san who stuck up for Haru when Tsunekun and Hayato found out about Haru's lessons with Lao. He interrupted Tsunekun's lecture and Hayato's flailing, clearly unimpressed by their fussing. "Don't be stupid," he said in that bored tone of his, while Haru held onto her temper with both hands, resisting the urge to pull her box weapon and sick her mongoose on the both of them. "Let her keep her fangs. She needs them." Hibari-san was a dear boy, too, though he looked startled to hear it. That had been fun. So was the way Yamamoto-kun had slid off his seat laughing. Tsunekun just stared, while Hayato growled and kicked at Yamamoto-kun. The initial argument got lost in the ensuing scuffle, and so Haru had kept her ring and her box weapon and retired from the field, triumphant. What neither of the boys really seemed to understand, and Haru had almost given up trying to hammer into their stubborn heads, was that neither the gun nor the box weapon were her preferred weapons. She wasn't a fighter, nor did she care to be. The box weapon and the gun were simply self-defense for those occasions when her preferred weapons failed her. Hutter preferred to use her personality and the cuteness of her face as her primary weapons, and her brain as her secret weapon. The boys, Tunikin especially, didn't quite understand how lethal she could be with just those. She didn't blame Tunikin for that, of course, since he only had eyes for Kyoko-chan. It didn't matter how devastatingly dressed Haru was, because it simply didn't register with him. Hayato should have known better, though she thought that his noticing was part of the problem. He knew perfectly well how easy it was to see only the surface of her, the pretty face and the really very nice décolletage, if she did say so herself, and forget that there was an actual brain in there somewhere. It was like he couldn't believe that anyone would fall for such a simple misdirection. He really did overestimate people sometimes. That was all right, though. Haru could be patient. She had no doubts that she'd get through to him eventually. After all, no one fussed as much as he did without having a damn good reason for it. She was happy to let him go on thinking that he was winning their occasional battles, because he'd already lost the war a long time ago. He just needed to realize as much, was all. And in the meantime, Haru was going to go on exactly as she had been. There was, after all, no sense in gloating in her victory before he'd acknowledged it, and she didn't mean for him to make the mistake of thinking that she was going to rely on him just to protect her, either. She was smarter than that. And she knew he'd see it her way eventually, too. It was just a matter of time. The end.